Thank you, India. And you raise two critical, for want of a better word, concerns that I think we need to reflect on. One is the scope of national determination. It applies, I think, to both pillars. Critical infrastructure, my critical infrastructure may not be yours. I may have no coal plants, but I may have wind-generated energy. Also, my critical economic sectors may not include agriculture. Well, with the FAO explanation about fisheries, some countries that I may have offered as an example where agriculture is not, it would at best be de minimis, would not be covered since many of them are fisheries dependent. But I wonder whether, and I would ask Andrew perhaps to come back on this, because first we're told that the ECLAC methodology already utilizes these proxies in a particular way. That's agriculture and critical infrastructure. Are we going to rely on that methodology for the Sendai approach, or are we prepared to be a little bit bolder and to say we're going to take the target at its face value, which is economic loss, and then we're going to commit to reflecting the economies in their global diversity? Because loss is loss. If my GDP is 70% tourism, what will matter in terms of measuring my economic loss is what I report on tourism losses. If my economy is precision industries, engineering and manufacturing, it will be what I report on industrial loss. So my question really, and this is something that countries would be best positioned to address, this is not an indicator that is benchmarked against past reporting. So in the intersessional, I urged participants to talk to the competent ministries, which are not DRR ministries, because I mentioned that every time we have a significant disaster in our region, within a month, you have a report on the GDP loss that has arisen from the disaster. Presumably, that is coming from some credible assessment, because it seems to me that these are then applied in terms of the responsive measures a country has to take to restore its economic performance. So I would ask delegations that respond, and I'll probably have to come back. Is it feasible, in your view, to leave flexible India's term is productive sector. I'm sure that we are productive activities, and we use the term the productive sector, and it encompasses everything, agriculture, industry, etc. The question is, if we were to shift to a more generic descriptor and leave it to members to report against the data that they are capable of generating based on the features of their economies, would we be in a better or worse position than relying on the settled metric that we have using the methodologies? So let me ask Andrew to respond, and then we can see if we can perhaps streamline the discussion in one direction or the other. Andrew, you have the floor.